Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
We do have the great Oscar Brahm on the line with us now because he's got some things going on that we wanted to promote. Last week they said Oscar Brahm's on the phone. I said, oh, really? Let me answer that. So, Oscar, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning, Drew. I'm happy to be with you.
Happy to have you on. Let's tell everybody what's going on. Is it a reunion, or what are we honoring here?
Well, we have, Flagey was in operation from 1942 to 1974, and then it closed. But we started an alumni association in 1995, and we wanted to try to give back to the community. It was two reasons. We wanted to socialize with our members, but we wanted to try to give back to the community. And over the years, we've given close to $800,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
To the Catholic schools in Louisville. And we've given over another $400,000 to local charities, many of them in the West End where Flagey used to be. And we've also established an endowment fund, which is close to $1.5 million, that will go on in perpetuity and keep contributing to charities when we're gone. Our youngest graduate now is 67, but we do have a real active alumni association. So what we're having, it's been 50 years since we've closed, and we're having a legacy celebration. So we thought of this idea, and we thought it'd be good to get together, and the idea really exploded. And now we're having a mass this Sunday at St. Rayfield at 12:30, and immediately we're walking over to Assumption's Gym, and we had to get that because the event got so big, because we're going to have at least 530 people at this event.
Wow. Is it a sold-out event, or is there still people still go, or what's the...
It is sold out.
Yeah.
So, we're real happy the way it's going, and we think it's going to be a wonderful event. And it's kind of a way for the graduates to just celebrate the fact that they were Flagey grads and they still have the Flagey spirit. And of course, as you know, our main rival over those years was St. X.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what happened? Why did it close? What happened?
I'm not really sure. The enrollment went down, and maybe it's the Catholic population. Maybe it's shifted, and they had opened Bishop David in the South End, so that probably took some of the students. Mm-hmm. And then and a lot of Flagey people then went to St. X and went to Trinity. So as the enrollment went down, they tried to move the school, but it was going to interfere with the other schools, so that movement got shot down. So it was a shame it did close, because I recently went with Jeff when he spoke to a group in the West End of Louisville that's been there for a long time, and he even made the comment if it was still open, they would have gone there.
So, yeah.
But anyway, we're real excited about it. I'm the co-chair of the event, and Carl Schmidt, who recently retired from the Louisville Sports Commission, is the other co-chair, and he's going to MC the event. And Rob Mullen is going to be our guest speaker. So we're real excited about it. We're really proud of the turnout we're having.
It seems like there's definitely like a fraternity or badge of honor amongst the graduates of Flagey, right? It seems like there's got to be an instant bond.
You know, it is. It's like you were honored to be part of this fraternity, and we have a luncheon once a month still, and we'll have 100 or more people show up for the luncheon. We'll have a guest speaker. We've had the Archdiocese of Louisville speak. We've had Paul Harney speak. We've had Howard Schnellenberger. I spoke once. My son Jeff Fromm has spoken at the event. So we really do have a real active organization. And a lot of the guys that are in this organization are also involved in other charities throughout the because most of them are retired. Mm-hmm. They're involved in a lot of other charities throughout the Louisville area.
Oscar Braun with us here, 93 in the Ville, ESPN 680. What's going to be your favorite part about this event then?
Well, I think first of all, just getting together with all the graduates will be exciting. But I think we have a good program. I think that our president, Chuck Harrell, is going to tell where the association stands and as far as, you know, who we've given money to and who we plan to give money to. Then we're going to have Rob Mullins going to be the guest speaker, who's the president of Trinity. And he's done a lot of research on organizations such as ours across the country. And he says, he had talked to us earlier, and he's going to talk about this, that there's no other organization like ours in the country, especially one that's been closed this long, mm-hmm. that is doing as many things that we're currently doing.
Oscar Braun is here, 93 in the Ville, ESPN 680. So what was the most fun part of this past year with Jeff back home, them having such a great season? What was the best part?
Well, you know, for me, it's like I'm living a dream, to be honest with you. You know, I got that call from Brady early in the morning, and he says, it's like at 7:30, he said, "Hey, Grandpa, did you check Twitter?" And he knew I never checked Twitter, right. Hardly ever. And then he told me what was happening, and then I knew that it probably was going to happen. I knew Jeff was ready to come back. He had taken, you know, when it first came up 5 years earlier, he had just gotten to Purdue. But now he had taken Purdue to their championship game in the Big Ten. And I knew that, I said, with this happening, I felt he was going to come back. He did meet with the athletic director. The only worry I had was when the athletic director at Purdue told him, "Well, we know you want to go, but we would really like to keep you. So just tell me how much money you want and how long you want it for." I was a little worried.
Yeah.
When he said that, but I knew Jeff wanted to come back, and I knew it wasn't really about the money. That he wanted to be back in Louisville, and he wanted to be coaching the team that he grew up with, he played with, and he loved. Mm-hmm. And so after he told me that, he hesitated for a while to make me nervous, and then he goes, "But I told the athletic director I'm leaving." So I took a deep breath. So we're so happy he's back. First year went great. I mean, to win 10 games and go to the championship game, it's hard to have asked for more than that. And the players played hard for him. The fans were great. All the games with fans were great, but especially in that Notre Dame game when we upset them.
But for you, what was the thing, maybe whether unexpected, expected, that was just, like you say, you're living a dream. Was there like a moment that really stands out that's, you know, going to be your, you know, biggest memory of this year one?
You know, I think when we came out on the field for the Notre Dame game, the stadium was full. The people were really going wild, and I knew we were in the big time. Mm-hmm. Louisville was in the big time, and then we beat them, and we showed that we belong there, and I think that we do belong there. I think we've got just got a great class that's come in. He's got a lot of great players coming back, and he brought in like 25 new players. And, you know, one way I could tell the difference I go watch practice. So I was at practice, and Tyler Shook, the new quarterback, he's got a great arm. He's got a strong arm, and he's probably been in college longer than anybody I know. I think this is his seventh year, but so he's like 26 years old. He's a great guy, but he's really got a straight arm. Well, when I realized, hey, we are in the big time. When he's 6'5", 235, and, Jeff's brought in a lot of real big linemen. And so I saw him go up to the line of scrimmage, and here's this big, well-built quarterback, and he looked kind of small behind that line. So I said, hey, we've arrived. So when I saw how big that line was. So he's really excited. We got a lot of good defensive players coming back. Our one defensive end, I always mispronounce his name, Gilletto. Or
Gilotti, yeah.
Yeah, Gilotti. He's projected to be a first-team All-American. He's a great young gentleman, and I've talked to him a few times. And when I'm standing next to him, there's some people that are really muscular. Well, he's muscular, but he's got muscles on his muscles. I mean, he is really built, and he's going to be a great player for us again this year. And they're projecting him to be first-team All-American. And he's just got a lot of really good players. They've all bought in. They're all working hard. They've bought into the routine. It's fun to go watch them when they work out. And Jeff's excited about it. And as you could tell, I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I could tell. Was it weird to watch him play not the way I think he would like to play, which is throwing the ball over the place, but he had such a good running game and defense and, everything else last year? Was it?
It was a little bit because, he's known as the passing master. But the sign of a good coach, one sign of a good coach is you adjust to your talent. And we had some good running backs, and our quarterback, he felt that he was a good manager of the offense, and he thought, well, I've got some good running backs, I'm going to take advantage of it. So I thought he did a great job adjusting to his talent, and I think it probably threw some of the teams off when we went against them in the beginning of the season because they were playing deep for the pass, and we ran the ball down their throat a few times. So I think Jeff is real good at adjusting to the players he has. But I've watched the new quarterback throw the ball. He's got a really strong arm. So they better have their secondaries ready.
like to hear that. So you're big on Shook.
Oh yeah, I am. Tyler Shook, he really looks good. And actually, the three backups who are battling for number two, they're all three pretty good. Mm-hmm. Brady Allen, 6'6", can run and throw. Harrison Bailey was a five-star coming out of high school.
Pierce Clarkson. Pierce Clarkson.
Yeah, Pierce Clarkson. Pierce Clarkson's really bought in. He's throwing the ball. He's really improved on his throwing. He's throwing the ball well. He can move around. So, I mean, he's got a good group of quarterbacks, but Tyler Shook is like a level above those three. But they're coming on. So I feel excited about it. Now, he's also, we signed the kid from Mayo, the tight end, who was at Kentucky and who scored a touchdown against us in the game. Well, he's playing for us now. Mm-hmm. He picked up another couple of real good tight ends. So I'm feeling really good about it. He's got some good wide receivers. I'm excited. Me being an ex-quarterback, I'm going, wow, it'd be fun to stand behind that line as long as I didn't get hit.
Hey, this is more than we get out of your son about the team. We got to talk to you more often.
Well, hey, he's going to be – he's probably going to get out of me and say, oh, don't say that much about it. how coaches are. They don't want to say a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I remember when I was out there, and I was taller than all of my offensive linemen. And when I see these guys, it's like I'm looking at a bunch of trees. So they're tall and they're big, and I really think they're going to do a good job blocking for the running game and the passing game.
Well, we're
as
looking.
You can tell I'm excited. I am excited.
Hey, I love it.
And I'm really excited about the season.
I love it.
You know what? I want to tell you that during that time when we were thinking about that, could he come back and that, I really, as a father of them and a former Louisville quarterback, I really appreciate all the good words that you said about us, and you actually kind of kept the dream going, but it looked like it would never happen.
I was hoping
you were the great predictor because all of a sudden there it was.
Well, believe me,
I really appreciate that.
Well, and we appreciate you guys. You know, family opening up, to this community, obviously, as well. But, yeah, I was hoping, and then we got that call that morning. I guess I found out 20 minutes after Brady did from one of our callers, Birdhead Ryan. And then I was calling a certain agent in the break, waking him up on the West Coast.
Repeatedly.
I'm sure you were.
Repeatedly.
I'm sure you were. I think he called a flight back real quick. It happened back.
Yeah.
Josh Hurd is a pleasure to work with. You know, I mean, I'm not on the staff officially, but I'm around there a lot. And they love Josh Hurd. They love working with him.
Well, it's going to be – I'm excited about your level of excitement. Good luck on the Flagey event. And anything you want – anytime you want to promote anything, you got a forum here, Oscar. So we certainly appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Let me talk about the event coming up, the Flagey Legacy Celebration. And I'm glad we got to talk a little bit about Louisville, too.
Anytime. Appreciate it, Oscar. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Drew. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. It's way more than we get out of Jeff.
Way more.
You talked yourself in that Boston College win yet?
Just up my win total.
How about that, man?
I love it.
He loves some Tyler's Chuck.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.